This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Joseph Watson, I just talked to him. Scott, during the break, he's going to be covering how China has basically conquered America and has now taken over the world. That's really what's happening. We can pull back, but they have to admit what's happened. They just hope Big Tech and everybody introduces us to Chi-Com control, and we just kind of roll over and accept it and die. And we'll look at the left financing all this nihilistic end of the world garbage, how it ties into the Joker movie, and so much more. Paul Watson has the articles up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And don't forget, Summit.News, his own excellent site. We're redesigning InfoWars right now. As well, Professor slams Extinction Rebellion as a carnival for middle classes who love to dress up as activists and act like they're saving the world. Now, I mentioned this four or five times during the show. I didn't get to it. I should have led with it. This is Pat Robertson, hated by the left, demonized. He's been pro-life. He's done a lot of good stuff. I don't want to be enemies with Pat Robertson. But let me tell you, he looks like my grandmother 2 days before she died when I saw her. I mean, he's reading off a script that somebody else wrote. And it's kind of like when, what was his name? Charlton Heston, who I talked to a few times off air. He was on the show a few times. When they rolled him on national TV, Dateline NBC, to say he was against guns, the NRA, and he apologized, he died like 2 weeks later. I mean, his brain was gone, Alzheimer's. He could read off a script, he'd look at the script, and that was it. So I think that they're basically holding poor Pat Robertson hostage. But here he is, quoting the Chinese communist who picked up on this famous Chinese emperor saying, word for word, I mean, this is crazy, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say right now, I am absolutely appalled that the United States is going to betray those democratic forces in northern Syria, that we possibly going to allow the Turks to come in against the Kurds. That Erdogan is a thug. He has taken control of his country as a dictator. He is a strong leader and a to say he's an ally of America is nonsense. He is in for himself. And the president who allowed Khashoggi to be cut in pieces without any repercussions whatsoever is now allowing the Christians and the Kurds to be massacred by the Turks. And I believe, and I want to say this with great solemnity, the president of the United States is in danger of losing the mandate of heaven if he permits this to happen.
Oh, mandate of heaven! Literally, we're not becoming Anglophiles like we did in the 20s in the U.S. It was fashionable to speak with British accents. We're becoming communist Chinaphiles. I mean, this is out of control. So he's clearly been reading off a teleprompter. Somebody loaded that in for him. Trump said it's time to bring the troops home. And then we learned from Joel Skousen, I looked it up, he's right, it's not 1,000 troops, it's not 100 troops, it's 24 troops. We still have troops there. Lindsey Graham, Nikki Haley, Meghan McCain, outraged that Trump removes 50 troops from northern Syria. The word is now it's half of that. These people are warmongering pigs. The left just wants to harvest babies' organs and teach living children how to perform sex acts. And they're crazy scum. And they've signed on to the Chi-Coms. It's insane. So Paul Watson's taken over. Then, in 55 minutes, the war room with Owen Schroyer. And then firepower with Bill Johnson and Tom Pappert and more. We told you we're expanding broadcasting here. We're doing it thanks to your support. So please, spread the word. Your power to spread the word about Band.Video. Come on. Your power to spread the word about the live radio show at InfoWars.com/show is incredible. And you've been doing it. So band.video and InfoWars.com/show, the visits, are growing exponentially every week.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Show coming up in the next segment, we're going to play Why the Woke Establishment Hates Joker. The frothing outrage in response to this film still continues to dominate 4 or 5 days after it was released. So we're going to play that video, which I just put up on Infowars.com about an hour ago. Meanwhile, as I tweeted, all across America, the very same corporations that relentlessly virtue signal about how much they support minorities and LGBT domestically are groveling and cowering to China, one of the most abusive nations towards minorities and LGBT on the planet. They literally put Muslims in concentration camps. It's all a giant scam. We have to get lectured about how offensive we are. Meanwhile, China, the most abusive, one of the most abusive, at least, anti-human rights regimes on the planet, not only gets a free pass, but basically gets to conquer and take over America through the media, through the sports entertainment industry. And if you spent the last year arguing for big tech to censor people you don't like, you have no right to criticize China for censoring South Park or the NBA, because you're literally as bad as them. And that's literally what they've done. They've yanked all the NBA broadcasts off their networks. They've yanked all the South Park episodes off their networks. They've even gone into South Park forums and wiped them off the internet because South Park dared to make fun of China in the last episode, because this NBA coach dared to express support for pro-democracy protesters in Ukraine. And the reaction has been vehement, to say the least, from China. The reaction from corporate America has been to genuflect, bow down, grovel and apologize, because their proclaimed wokeness is a complete scam. It's fairy dust. Headline out of Breitbart: NBA's woke warriors silent on human rights abuses in China. The National Basketball Association considers itself one of the most progressive organizations in America and is always ready to criticize President Donald Trump or other Americans who are members of the league think are not woke enough. But this weekend's apology to China, and they did apologize. There are stories claiming they didn't apologize and they're going to refuse to apologize. Yes, they did, on two separate occasions over the weekend. Shows that the NBA is quick to attack Americans while turning a blind eye to China's serious human rights abuses. Over the weekend, the NBA rebuked Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, who tweeted his support of the pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong, which, by the way, the administrative leader of Hong Kong has now basically said that they're about to send in the Chinese troops, so that's going to get very fruity in a heartbeat. The league apologized to the oppressive Chinese government for Morey's support of the democracy activists. But according to a recent report, Human Rights Watch, China is still one of the worst abusers of human rights in the world. In its 2018 report, the organization reported, China has, quote, dramatically stepped up repression and systematic abuses against the 13 million Turkic Muslims, including Uyghurs and ethnic Kazakhs, in China's northwestern Xinjiang region. And, of course, in China, in Hong Kong, they're now talking about shutting down the internet to shut down these protests. That is their go-to method. Every step of the way is censorship. And now, because big tech and corporate America has aligned itself with that agenda, they censor just as flagrantly as China does now. And they're backing down in a heartbeat. China warns brands to accept communism, freedom of speech ridiculous. They put this out in their official Global Times Communist Party mouthpiece, warning global brands, that's corporate America, to make their members speak cautiously on Chinese political issues Monday in response to an ongoing controversy following an NBA executive lending support to pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. Following condemnation from the Communist Party and its puppets in Chinese society, the NBA issued a statement condemning Maury. Yes, they did do that, despite the mainstream media in America today claiming they never apologized. They did on two separate occasions. But now in an article published Monday titled "Global Brands Better Stay Away from Politics," this is the Chinese government lecturing corporate America on controlling people's freedom of speech, what they're allowed to say, what they're not allowed to say, and they backed down in a heartbeat. The Global Times article warned Americans and international actors that Chinese authoritarian speech restrictions now apply worldwide, and any protests in the name of free speech are, quote, ridiculous. China says jump, corporate America says how high. The only people who didn't back down, of course, were the creators of South Park. But then we have corporations like Apple. Headline: Apple bows to China by censoring Taiwan flag emoji. In a recent update to its iOS, Apple's iPhone operating system, Apple removed the Taiwanese flag emoji from its keyboard for users in Hong Kong and Macau, China's two special administrative regions. Oh, the horror of somebody being able to send a Taiwanese flag emoji to their friend. We have to shut that down. Imagine how insecure you have to be to delete a flag of a country from an iOS update. Is that going to cause unrest? Or is the fact that, you know, troops are about to roll into Hong Kong, you've got riot police literally shooting people in the chest, maybe that's more likely to cause unrest? Apple makes no mention of the change in its release notes for iOS 13.11. The company did not immediately reply to Quartz's inquiry about whether the Chinese government requested censorship of the Taiwanese flag. Taiwan is an independently run democracy so far. So Apple caved in. Tiffany caved in. Headline: Tiffany removes advert over Hong Kong controversy. Tiffany & Co. removed a tweet showing a woman covering one eye after Chinese consumers accused the jeweler of supporting the Hong Kong protesters. Of course, that one-eye symbol is because they shot a woman in the eye early on in the protest. She lost her eye, so then that became a symbol of the movement. The photo posted on Monday showed Chinese model Sun Feifei wearing a Tiffany ring on her right hand as it covers her right eye. It wasn't even deliberate, probably, and yet Tiffany & Co. backed down immediately. Guess who else backed down? Vans sneakers. China's just conquering everything at this point. They're all being steamrolled into submission, into apology. Vans faces Hong Kong boycott over sneaker design controversy, reports CNN. Skateboarding brand Vans is facing a boycott in Hong Kong after it removed a shoe, alluding to the city's anti-government protest from a sneaker design competition. So they had a competition for somebody to design a shoe, and then somebody put some characters on this shoe that looked vaguely like the Hong Kong protesters, and that had to go. It can't even be represented. Again, this is another form of deplatforming. Their likeness can't even be represented in corporate America, or indeed in this case in Hong Kong. The company's decision to withdraw the proposed design was met with outrage on social media, where users began uploading videos and photos of themselves throwing their Vans sneakers in the trash and setting them on fire. So they've backed down. Tiffany backed down. Apple backed down. The NBA backed down and apologized and groveled. The only people who haven't backed down to this conquering of corporate America by the Chinese are the creators of South Park. South Park creators offer sarcastic apology after China bans episode "We Good Now China." the creators of South Park, sarcastically acknowledged Monday the Chinese government's decision to ban clips, episodes, and online discussions. They deleted entire internet forums of the animated show after an episode critical of the country. The episode banned in China, which was then banned in China, which originally aired last Wednesday, satirizes the entertainment and sports industry's willingness to abide by Chinese censors in order to corner its business market. And look what happened in the days, the week, since that South Park episode has aired. Apple removing a Taiwanese flag. Tiffany and Company removing a tweet because it shows a woman covering one eye. Vans withdrawing sneakers from a design competition because they show a likeness of the Hong Kong protesters. And, of course, the NBA groveling and apologizing in an attempt to get its broadcasts back on Chinese television. China says jump. Corporate America says how high. They censor people domestically, so why not kowtow? Why not cowardly genuflect to the communist Chinese authoritarians when they give them their orders? We'll be back. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're back live on the show, fourth hour, and we're going to go in the next segment to that new video which went up a couple of hours ago. Why the Woke Establishment Hates the Joker Movie, a key video for you to get out and share. For the time being, though, speculation about whether Hillary Clinton, yes, Hillary Clinton, will run for a third time as president continues to rage. And in fact, about 15 minutes ago, she responded to Donald Trump's tweet from earlier today. Of course, Trump said, quote, "I think that crooked Hillary Clinton should enter the race to try and steal it away from uber-left Elizabeth Warren. Only one condition, the crooked one must explain all of her high crimes and misdemeanors, including how and why she deleted 33,000 emails. After getting C subpoena." Hillary Clinton responded to that on Twitter about 15 minutes ago, said, "Don't tempt me, do your job." And then the initial responses I'm reading to this are Trump supporters begging Hillary Clinton to run, just as Trump wants her to run. Meanwhile, Hillary jumps to third place on Predict It as rumors of 2020 run swirl. Is the Democratic field that weak and that pathetic that Hillary Clinton could actually have a chance of winning, having failed twice previously? She's now jumped to third place behind Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden on Predict It. As rumors of her entering the race for a 2020 presidential run continue to build, Clinton is enjoying a bounce due to the fact that all the rest of them are even more pathetic than her. Because of scandals surrounding Biden's profiteering in Ukraine and claims Warren lied about being fired from a teaching job for being visibly pregnant, we now know that was almost certainly not the case. Yet another complete fabrication from her, just like her ancestry. The odds of Hillary becoming 2020 Democratic nominee amongst a poor field of candidates are also at the highest in months. You can see there on the graph from Predict It, basically going parabolic over the last day or so, odds of Hillary Clinton as 2020 Democratic nominee. The Rasmussen poll has Trump and Hillary running neck and neck in a hypothetical rematch. And then, as we highlighted last week, she appeared on this Stephen Colbert show with her daughter. And she was asked if she would endorse any of the Democratic candidates. She said she refused to endorse any of them, fueling speculation she may yet enter the race. And then Steve Bannon went on Fox Business Network last week also and said Clinton was trying to find a way to wedge herself into the race. He said they think they have a weak field in there. It's like in chess. They're prepared to get a sacrifice, a rook, to take down a king. They will throw Biden away to get to Trump and hope Elizabeth, or I think even Hillary Clinton or Bloomberg or some centrist comes in here. She is running, said Bannon. She's just trying to decide how to fit her way in. And now she literally tweeted, "At Donald Trump, don't tempt me." Could we have the absolute joy, the meme explosion of having Hillary Clinton, crooked Hillary, run for a third time and to fail as a third time presidential contender? It would be extremely hilarious, to say the least, and the memes would be off the charts. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, we talked about all these giant corporations who, again, virtue signal all day about how woke they are, how much they pander to LGBT and minorities while literally groveling and begging to China, one of the biggest abusers of LGBT people and minorities on the planet. Now Chinese army ready to step in against rioters. Hong Kong's Carrie Lam warns for first time. following a renewed surge in protest unrest and violence in the wake of the controversial mask ban, which basically had no effect. The militants are still out on the streets. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam has for the first time issued public warning that the Chinese military could step in, saying this drastic step would only happen if it becomes so bad, expressing hope it won't come to that and the situation will resolve itself under local authorities. She noted that the four-month-long raging protests were no longer a peaceful movement for democracy and urged outside critics to understand this. She's saying no options could be ruled out. We know now there are three times the amount of Chinese troops in Hong Kong as there were just a few months ago. They did that bait and switch where they had the rotation of troops when they were actually bringing thousands and thousands of more troops into the area. And then, of course, we had this story, which was up on Drudge yesterday. Hong Kong government considering internet ban to stop protests. That was the executive council of the local government, Ip Kwok Him, who said they wouldn't rule out an internet ban in the future. Reason that's important is because whenever there are mass riots or civil unrest in these areas of China where they have large minority populations who are being oppressed and literally put in concentration camps and re-education camps, their first response, the Chinese government authorities, is always to block, ban, and censor the internet. And hey, if it's good enough for Apple and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, why not? So that's what they always do to try and quell unrest. Whether that's going to work in Hong Kong, far more technologically advanced region than somewhere like Tibet, where they normally do it, remains to be seen. But now they're talking about sending in the troops. Meanwhile, in Europe, Germany, Syrian migrant shouting Allah, plows truck into traffic, 9 injured. This is an absolute miracle that he plowed the truck into other cars and not people. It was in the city of Limburg, I guess because this attack happened last night, there weren't many pedestrians out walking around, so he just decided to plow it into a bunch of other cars, which probably in a roundabout way is for the better because nobody died. A Syrian migrant shouting in Arabic about Allah plowed a truck into traffic in the German city of Limburg, injuring 9 people. They're treating it as a terrorist attack. The suspect dragged the driver of a white Mercedes truck from his vehicle before accelerating into other cars at a traffic light. Witnesses said he said Allah several times and spoke Arabic. Now, of course, Angela Merkel opened Germany's borders to mass migration back in 2015, around 1.5 to 2 million refugees, many of them from Syria, flooded into the country. Many of those refugees were subsequently involved in terrorist attacks. We also know that the Paris massacre culprits used fake passports posed as Syrian refugees to get into France. The deadlier 2016 truck attack, you probably remember that, at a Christmas market in Berlin, which killed 12 people and injured 56 others, was carried out by a failed Tunisian asylum seeker. And then last week, of course, we had another attack. It seemed that these ISIS-inspired terror attacks were starting to die down over the past year or so, but now we've had apparently 2 in the space of a week, because last week a knife man who had converted to Islam and had been radicalized by ISIS propaganda killed 4 people in a terrorist attack on a police station in Paris, France. Again, that was somebody who had converted to Islam about 18 months ago, once again proving that Islam is not a race, it's a belief system. So we seem to have an uptick in terrorist attacks occurring throughout Europe, and that's very bad news indeed. We're going to come back and talk about the Extinction Rebellion, the streets of London, other major cities brought to a standstill, and what a top professor is saying about the true motivations behind these well-dressed, middle-class performing activists. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early
in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Straight to this video, which is up on YouTube. Get it out there. It is Why the Woke Establishment Hates Joker. Here it is. Joker was undoubtedly one of the most authentic watershed cultural moments of the last 10 years, which, given how saturated in vapid banality our culture has become, those moments are few and far between. There are very few movies that stay with you, but Joker's claustrophobic nihilism clings on like nothing else. But how do we know for sure that it was so good? because all the right people hated it. The Guardian, Slate, The Wall Street Journal. This Guardian Easter implored people to ditch Joker and instead see a movie that was literally about how to become an incel. Before the movie's release, we were bombarded with relentless hysteria about how it was going to cause mass shootings, how it was irresponsible, how we needed cops at theatres to keep us safe. Why was the establishment so afraid of this movie? Why did they try to actively discourage people from seeing it? Because Joker points a finger at the true reason why our society produces the diseased minds responsible for mass shootings, because our entire culture is bathed in atomizing, consumerist, celebrity at all costs nihilism. Because the way we've been brainwashed into living and consuming creates a breeding ground for loneliness, despair, and mental illness. Because we've been taught that people who think differently are a danger to society, and that they must be ostracized, bullied, and censored into silence. Because we've castigated an entire generation of young men that they're worthless incels who deserve nothing but contempt. Who's responsible for all that? The media. Silicon Valley, puritanical woke outrage mobs. The movie holds up a mirror to how a society that humiliates, shames, and disenfranchises people is itself responsible for generating violence. Joker's murder of the talk show host is literally motivated by him being humiliated and cancel cultured by the media. So is it any wonder that the same forces responsible for doing exactly that in our society hate this movie?
So this movie is, it's such a heartwarmer. I cried 3 times during the course of it.
I don't believe you've ever cried in your life.
As TJ Kirk writes, this film is being treated as dangerous by the media and by the powers that be, not only because they're afraid it will inspire violence, but because it challenges their narrative about why violence happens in the first place. It challenges the cartoonish notion that every mass shooter is just a random sicko with a gun who snapped, or even more idiotically, was just born evil. Joker makes an explicit connection between mental illness and violence. Here's why that's dangerous and wrong. Because it doesn't fit with our partisan agenda to blame mass shootings on gun ownership. See, they don't want you talking about how mental illness leads to violence, because they're responsible for exacerbating mental illness. Big Pharma, Silicon Valley, the rage bait media.
Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
They also tried to put people off from seeing this movie by terrifying us about how violent it was. That's rich, isn't it? The same news networks that plaster the names, faces, and manifestos of mass shooters across the world while the bodies are still warm, inspiring copycat attacks, blaming a comic book movie about a clown for mass shootings. And anyway, it's not even that violent. Yeah, there are like 3 brutal murders. But one of the biggest movies of the year, John Wick 3, was literally just 2 hours of straight violence, and nobody got their panties in a bunch over that. There was no moral panic. There were no cops posted outside theatres in case Keanu Reeves radicalized anyone to go postal.
Good to see you too.
And unlike many movies that pander to wokeness in return for artificially inflated critic reviews, Joker didn't subject us to that. And that's also what makes them mad. They crave the power, which allows them to disincentivize people from making movies which don't even deviate from the progressive consensus, but merely refuse to worship its sacred cows. They're engaged in a cultural revolution to cleanse the entertainment industry of anything that doesn't regurgitate their dogma. That's why there's a significant gap between the critic score and the audience score. Bear in mind, these are the same critics who gave Hustlers, some god-awful feminist cringe fest, a better review score than Joker. Joker, an absolute masterpiece and one of the best films of the 21st century, gets 69%. Hustlers, some slutfest dressed up as a tawdry, moralizing girl power flick, gets 88%. How out of touch are these people going to get before we stop listening to them? Take the recent Dave Chappelle special. The difference between the critic score and the audience score was 35% to 99%, merely because Chappelle made fun of LGBT people once during the entire show. Any deviation from the dogma, any hint of dissent, and the transgressor must be punished as a message to others. The critics' knives were out. As soon as Joker director Todd Phillips dared engage in the wrong think of asserting that woke outrage culture has killed comedy. He also previously suggested that people realizing the system was rigged created the environment that allowed Trump to be elected. And for that reason alone, for not genuflecting to the cult of political correctness, numerous lefty reviewers probably walked into the cinema with a stick up their butt and their minds already made up. According to a CNN op-ed, Joker was racist. It's an insidious validation of the white male resentment that helped bring President Donald Trump to power. Bullshit. Whatever politics formed the backdrop to the movie, a left wing, it's an anti-capitalist thing. But the Joker character himself repeatedly emphasizes how his motivations are not political. All of the people he murders are white, and his love interest is a black single mom. Oh my god, so racist. But how revealing is it that the mere existence of a character, a mere analysis of the struggles of a mentally ill poor white man, is enough to prompt accusations of racism? That's why they hate this movie. God forbid could the existential angst of a white male be allowed to be represented in 2019. They also hate the Joker because it riffed on one of the more viral recent memes. Clown world. This idea that the only rational reaction to the increasing insanity that identity politics and political correctness has wrought on the world is to don a clown mask and honk a horn. The media, of course, savaged this meme as another dog whistle for white supremacists and deadly incels. For me, the Joker's erratic yet strangely satisfying dance moves were kind of a cathartic realization and embracement of the whole clown world meme. The casting of Robert De Niro as the smug talk show host was also a stroke of genius because, as this tweeter points out, the actor himself has more or less become the condescending, self-righteous and elitist entertainment industry archetype who much of the working class has come to loathe over the last 20 years. As John Daniel Davidson points out, the movie also emphasizes how maybe the thing people need most in life is friendship and love and community. Maybe we need to rethink the way we've torn down the institutions and traditions that used to support these things. Maybe the radical atomization and isolation and autonomy of modern life doesn't foster prosperity and happiness. Maybe we need to start taking these things seriously. If we do, that will mean rethinking a half century of progressive thought and questioning whether it has all been a pack of lies. And maybe that's the real reason woke media hate Joker. As we can glean from his rant during his appearance on the talk show near the end of the film, one of Joker's main gripes is the breakdown of civility in society. He just wants people to be nicer to each other. Ask yourself this. Does a media establishment whose very existence is dependent on maintaining an endless cycle of rage bait, a torrential shit show of feigned outrage and partisan bickering, a drab deluge of hollow, meaningless plastic culture that shows nothing but vicious hostility to anything or anyone trying to express authenticity, really want a message that exposes all of that to be heard? That is why both establishment hates the Joker. There was, in fact, a tweet that I posted about an hour ago from a BuzzFeed journalist who said in this tweet, "There's a moment where the Joker tells an offensive joke. Robert De Niro scolds him and tells him that you can't tell jokes like that, and the Joker goes on a rant about how people are too easily offended these days. Seriously!" Yes, he was triggered by that fact. That's why they hate it. That video is up on YouTube. Please get it. Get it out. We'll be back in the next segment. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Before I get into some final news stories, talk about the Extinction Rebellion protest once again blocking the streets of London. I want to tell you about the final days of the Black Friday sale. We have 50% off, double Patriot points, and free shipping on a whole host of products, including bodies, the whole body support formula with the turmeric available right now for 50% off. 216 reviews on that one, 4.9 out of 5. You can't get much better than that. We have the Knockout Sleep Supplement, which is also 50% off as part of this deal. And we have the Turbo Force Energy Drink, Energy Metabolism Alertness. That is powerful, powerful stuff available right now again for a whopping 50% off as part of the Black Friday special available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not funded by fat checks from George Soros. We're funded by you. Tell you who is funded by fat checks from George Soros. Groups like the Extinction Rebellion. Now, I was on their website earlier today, and they make a really strong point about emphasizing how transparent they are with their funding. You follow the links to exactly where their funding comes from, and they don't tell you. Basically a PowerPoint presentation without any information whatsoever about who these NGOs are that are backing this group. Obviously, it's going to be the usual suspects, but they don't even put it on their website. They brought London to a standstill yesterday. They're bringing other cities to a standstill. Headline, Professor slams Extinction Rebellion as a carnival for middle classes who love to dress up as activists. In fact, there's a video in this article where Katie Hopkins, the British journalist, gets confronted by one of these Extinction Rebellion protesters, bombarding her with questions. As soon as she asks him one particular question, doesn't seem to be too keen on answering it, and it's a very simple question, where did you go to school? Because this protest group seems to be very privileged, very white, very middle class, doesn't really seem to be representing the interests of the poor. Of course, if we followed their advice, poor countries, third world countries, wouldn't be able to develop. They're already destroying their forests in many areas to grow palm oil. So it's just very interesting, the makeup of this crowd. Very privileged background. People have also noted this amazing coincidence whereby if you go on their Instagrams, they're always taking photos out of airplane windows. Isn't that interesting? They worship Greta Thunberg, the child actress who pals around with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's got a garage full of muscle cars and tanks. She pals around with Leonardo DiCaprio, who takes private jets to collect environmental awards. She pals around with Prince Harry, who took 4 private jet trips in 11 days to save the planet, no, to go and visit Elton John and party in his mansion. These are the people behind this movement. Rich elitists at the top, privileged middle-class posh boys in the middle, lecturing you on how to live your life while they're on literally like a dozen commercial airline trips or even private jet trips a year, taking selfies in airplanes and putting it on Instagram saying how much they care about the planet. Well, now, professor and sociologist Frank Ferrandi has slammed the Extinction Rebellion climate change protest as a carnival for middle classes who love to dress up as activists, and that's what it is. This isn't a protest. This is a show and tell. This is just a huge virtue signaling exercise where they can put it on Instagram and make themselves feel warm and cozy about it and tell their friends about it, make themselves look better in front of their friends. Oh, my God, look at me. I'm such a good person. I care so much about the planet. When I'm not using diesel generators to actually power all this. We had another video about that. The group has embarked on a 2-week campaign to bring 60 major world cities to a complete standstill. That's sure to win hearts and minds. Oh, by the way, they literally have given themselves the right to stop ambulances trying to get across some of these roads that they've blocked. And their leaders have given interviews saying, oh, yeah, we'll have a chat with the person who's trying to get to their dying loved one to visit them for a last time. We'll have a chat with the emergency case in the ambulance who could die at any minute. Maybe we'll let them through, maybe we won't. And the police do absolutely nothing. They just sit there, stand there, in some cases frolic and dance with them. If anyone else did this, if this was the Countryside Alliance or a pro-Brexit march or whatever, who were literally blocking major roads and bridges in London, they'd all be arrested instantly. These guys get to do it all day. A few of them got arrested at the end of it. By the way, this guy here was there to save the Amazon rainforest. That's what that woman said. He was literally stopped in that moment from saving the Amazon rainforest because he was arrested. So this sociologist has written a really good op-ed about this, which you should go and read. By the way, they're very proud to display their PVC yoga mats in the middle of Westminster Bridge, probably not aware of the fact that PVC yoga mats are made literally from petroleum. Ferrandi said, quote, the ease with which Extinction Rebellion has succeeded in occupying the moral high ground has little to do with the quality of their arguments and the strength of their case. In all but name, the political establishments of the Western world have given up the attempt to exercise moral authority. The elite no longer upholds the values of their ancestors and is all too aware of its loss of legitimacy. It no longer believes in itself and is evidently prepared to be flagellated by its environmentalist critics. In turn, Extinction Rebellion knows that when it instructs its posh friends to jump, their answer is likely to be how high. And this is the key point. A lot of people on the streets of London and elsewhere are, of course, really miffed and angry about the way this carnival of reaction has disrupted their life. In private conversations, they murmur and swear at these wastrels, but as long as the performers enjoy backing of the media, the cultural elites, a a significant section of the political establishment, and of course the all-important celebrities, their voice can be safely ignored by the protesters. And that is the point. This is not an organic grassroots movement. What they're calling for is widely supported by the political establishment itself. And if you drill down deeper into who actually operates these groups, who owns the carbon trading systems that make vast profits from this, it's the usual suspects. George Soros, Rothschilds, Al Gore. They're all well invested. And these people are the useful idiots that are out on the front lines making it very lucrative for them indeed. There was another video, or another photo, sorry, which I put at the end of this article. And it's literally three celebrities out of the UK proudly displaying Extinction Rebellion badges. Three of them, all three of them, recently produced lucrative commercials for the Britain's biggest airport, Heathrow Airport, the one all the environmentalists are supposed to hate because they keep trying to expand it, and British Airways, the biggest commercial airliner in the country. Olivia Colman, Stephen Fry and Asim Chowdhury posing with Extinction Rebellion climate change badges. They're all for the cause, apart from when they're being paid, like Fry was, to front a commercial for Heathrow Airport, apart from when Coleman and Chowdhury appeared in a recent British Airways ad that plays before all flights. And I've seen it a million times because they play it before every flight sets off. They're literally being paid by the biggest airport in the country, the biggest airliner in the country, while claiming to be denizens and vocal proponents of climate change reduction activism. Absolutely incredible sheer hypocrisy, but it's par for the course, given who's at the top of this. People like Prince Harry, people like Leonardo DiCaprio, people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who are even bigger hypocrites. Meanwhile, new peer-reviewed academic study finds diversity is not a strength. This is out of a Danish university. It's entitled Ethnic Diversity and Social Trust, a Narrative and Meta-Analytical Review. It's not put out by the Heritage Foundation. It's not put out by Breitbart.com. It's put out by Danish university academics who were seeking to answer whether continued immigration and corresponding growing ethnic diversity was having a positive impact on community cohesion. But the study found the opposite to be the case. Well, what a surprise. You have mass immigration, uncontrolled. Integration goes by the wayside. The study studied existing literature and also carried out a meta-analysis of the 1,001 estimates from 87 studies. And the researchers concluded, we find a statistically significant negative relationship between ethnic diversity and social trust across all studies. Not to say that you can't have some limited skilled immigration, but when you bombard a country, as we do in the case of the UK, with almost 300,000 immigrants every year into a tiny island country that has a total population of what, now about 70 million, and you don't integrate them, and many of them can't even speak the language, you're going to have big problems with social trust and social cohesion, and that's exactly what this study has found out. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next is War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.